brothers and sisters in Christ, as I look across the breadth of our diocese that runs from the Iowa border to Indiana, I see the opportunity to do so many great things together. Through the annual diocesan appeal and your prayers, there is so much we can accomplish for our church. In many ways, we are like a large Catholic family. Our beloved Pope Benedict writes, "In the family, sorrows and joys are shared, since all feel enveloped in the love that prevails, a love that stems from the mere fact of belonging to the same family. As a family, we can do great things together." Just recently, we received a very moving and grateful letter from a woman we had helped. Her 11-year-old cousin was abandoned by her father, and then she lost her mother due to a drug overdose. We quickly helped to bring her into their home as a foster child, and then into a Catholic school. Now they hope to adopt her. There are many other examples of how your support of this diocesan appeal is doing many other great things. We have a community of faith that reaches out to help others. Our community of faith reaches out to teach. Our community of faith truly can do great things together. Another one of our strengths is our Office of Marriage and Family Life. Last year, over 600 couples attended our marriage preparation programs and retreats. In addition, over 500 couples were invited to the Diocesan 25th and 50th year wedding anniversary mass at the cathedral. What a blessing it is to celebrate the important role marriage plays in all our lives. We also assist numerous individuals on a regular, almost daily basis with questions related to marriage, family, parenting, and morality. Our Office of Pastoral Services ministers to those who are hurting from the scars of abortion through Rachel's Vineyard and Project Rachel. We reach out to the divorced and widowed so they feel welcome in our one faith community. Parish nurses provide support and comfort to the homebound and hospitalized. Our new program called Caring Presence at the End of Life is a parish-based program where trained volunteers visit the dying in their homes, hospitals, and nursing homes. Just as the church has been a home to you during your life, we wish to be with you at the end. Our annual appeal always supports our Catholic schools, where nearly 900 teachers and staff educate over 12,000 young people all across the diocese. The recognized accomplishments of our Catholic schools are without peer. Not only do we bring the teachings of Jesus Christ into their lives, but they receive a truly outstanding education. Catholic high school graduates go to college at more than double the rate of public schools and even 30% higher than other faith-based high schools. And later on, a very high percent of church leaders in our parishes will be the result of a Catholic education. Catholic education is one of the best investments that we will ever make in the lives of our young people and in the future of the church. And you make it possible. And I must add, with my Bishop Buttons bursting, that one of our schools was recently named a National Blue Ribbon School, one of the 50 best private schools in all of America. Also important is our Office of Catechetics, which serves over 10,000 young people in our CCD classes throughout the diocese. This instruction in Catholic doctrine is presented by over 1,200 of you who are volunteer catechists, all trained by our staff here at the diocese, with numerous presentations and retreats. This year, we have adopted a much more unified and expanded effort to assist the growing and very Catholic Hispanic community in Mendota and Depew, and over to Anawan and the Quad Cities, in Danville, Champaign, Bloomington, and Peoria, on west to Galesburg and Monmouth. Our ministers of catechetics, marriage and family, pastoral care, and Catholic schools are reaching out to bring Hispanics into all aspects aspects of this caring family of ours. Looking ahead this year, the Office of Divine Worship will be working with the Office of Catholic Schools and the Office of Catechetics to prepare priests, deacons, and the faithful to welcome the new Roman Missal and the revised translation of the Mass. Our Holy Father feels that this will be an opportunity for a deeper liturgical renewal in all our parishes. Of course, our efforts continue in support of the poor, women's counseling, our senior program, the Christ Child Society for new mothers who need a helping hand, and the Family Resource Center that protects the rights of the unborn. We are especially proud of a new food sharing program in McDonough County. Yes, the future does look bright for our one faith community as we provide support for our 40 seminarians. Through the annual diocesan appeal, we saw 13 new seminarians enter the program. Most of them come out of efforts at Emmaus Days, where we had 72 young men in attendance. Others come from our outstanding Newman Centers at the University of Illinois, Bradley, Illinois State and Wesleyan, Eureka, Monmouth, and Western Illinois. Your funding supported the two new priests ordained in the year 2010, and the five who will be ordained to the transitional diaconate this year on their journey to become priests next year. Let us continue to do great things together so that one day we can bring Christ to all those who hunger for His love. Your support of our annual diocesan appeal allows us to be one community of faith from corner to corner in this great diocese. May God bless you.
At this time, I invite those on the ends of the pews to pass down the cards across the pew and a pencil. We'll just take a few moments now to ask you to make a pledge for the annual diocesan appeal